Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter explains the 2019 initiative, Envision Heber 2050, was part of an effort to update Heber's general plan, which was last updated in 2003.
You know, in the past, we had a small town, and there was always a lot of need for incentive to get people to come here and to grow. And now we're saying, whoa, a lot of people are saying, slow down. We want to make sure we maintain what we love about this city as we have more people coming and more development. And those are some of the feelings that came through in those meetings.
Potter says adopting the general plan may come before the council in early February, after which the council staff and planning commission will dig into the details of applying the plan to city code. A new development guaranteed to have a large impact on Heber's future growth is the 8,000-acre, 5,500-unit Sorensen property. The developers of the property applied in the second half of 2019 to be annexed from unincorporated Wasatch County into Heber City. When the original Sorensen application submitted to the city, there was a timeline established that could have seen final approval in February of 2020. Potter says that timeline was pushed back due to the municipal elections.
Things have sort of slowed down because there was no point in digging into the details with a council that wasn't going to be voting on it. So we kept moving forward with suggestions from Planning Commission and staff and the previous council, but we're going to dive back in starting on the first meeting in January, so the new council will have all the information they need to be able to make the best decision for Heber City.
The developers had previously received entitlement and density from Wasatch County before later applying to be annexed into the city.
Back when they started wanting to annex, we had a memorandum of understanding with the county that we would essentially keep what they had agreed to as far as open space and density. So a lot of that was decided previously by the county. We're not looking at, well, how much density should we give? I don't think that the city would have ever done an annexation like this if there wasn't already some entitlements given to it. It would have probably been little chunks at a time, nothing like what we're seeing right now.
Potter says it's fortunate that the developer's vision for their project reflects the vision the public shared as part of Envision Heber 2050.
People are saying, we would like to see lots of open space. We would like to see it connected and walkable and trails. And so we're seeing a lot of that in this proposal, and we'll continue to look at those details as it comes through the process.
Potter says that the update to the general plan and working with the Sorensen property is all part of an effort by the council to be more proactive rather than reactive. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.